Hello and welcome to Tantrum Art Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, January 31st. Coming up on today's show.
Change is a part of life. We may not always like it, but sometimes we have to say we have to embrace it and in order to be able to move ourselves forward.
That's Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud talking about the process to amalgamate the town of Sackville and the village of Dorchester and surrounding areas. On today's show, we feature a conversation with Mayor Michaud and find out a bit more about the process, including the fact that the advisory committee meetings leading up to the amalgamation will not be open to the public. That's coming up shortly, but first, some news and information briefs. Booster shots and kids' vaccine shots are available at the Sackville Visitor Information Center today in a surprise clinic hosted by the Regional Health Networks. As of Sunday night, there are appointments available all day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., with kids' appointments available from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. About 185 people got their booster shots at a clinic on Saturday in Sackville. Corner drugstore pharmacist Charles Beaver says the campus clinic was busy during the morning but closed early due to the weather. Remaining patients will be able to get their shot at the corner drugstore this week. As of Thursday last week, just over 39% of the New Brunswick population have received a booster or third dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. 87% of New Brunswickers have received at least one shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. In the 5 to 11-year-old age group, 55.5% have received their first dose. Yet another winter storm shut down the Trans-Canada in both directions from Sackville over the weekend. Somewhere between 26 and 30 centimeters of snow fell in the Sackville area, according to data from Environment Canada weather stations in Moncton and Nepean, Nova Scotia. Accumulated January snowfall this year has dwarfed that of last year, with 142 centimeters registered in Moncton in 2022, compared to 59 centimeters in 2021. K-8 schools in New Brunswick are reopening today for in-person learning. High school students will observe turnaround days on Monday and Tuesday and then return to school in person on Wednesday to begin their second semester. Two schools in the Tantramar region will have high-efficiency particulate air filters installed as part of efforts to reduce the spread of the Omicron variant. Dorchester Consolidated and Marshview Middle School both lack existing integrated mechanical ventilation systems, and so we'll get portable HEPA filters installed by the province. We at CHMA wanted to mark the passing of Pierre Malloy, former station manager at CHMA. Before Pierre took over management of this campus and community station back in 2003, he had served as a reporter for the Sackville Tribune Post and had also operated Cinemaniacs, a video rental store in Sackville. His partner, Tara Wells, remembers Pierre as kind, bright, generous, funny, curious, and a stand-up guy if ever there was. For CHMA staff, programmers, and listeners, Pierre will be missed. We send our condolences to all his friends and family. As we heard last week from Sackville Town Councillor Bill Evans, the new facilitator appointed to head up the amalgamation of Sackville, Dorchester, and surrounding areas had his first meeting with Sackville Town Council last week. Former PC provincial candidate Chad Peters met with council, and while many questions about the process still remain, some aspects have been revealed. There will be two committees struck, one with local representatives and one with staff. The meetings of these advisory committees will not be open to the public, although there are intentions for information sharing and consultation. On Friday, I spoke with Mayor Sean Michaud to find more about the meeting and the process going forward. Mayor Michaud, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Erica.
So what can you tell us about this first meeting between staff, council, and the new facilitator appointed by the province to oversee our amalgamation, Chad Peters?
Well, things turned around pretty quick for us here, and actually this moving forward, last week, the end of the week, myself, I was contacted by, once we found out that Mr. Peters would be our facilitator, I was contacted by him late last week, as well as the CAO, and we got something turned around. He was looking to set up a meeting with council directly, and we had that meeting this Wednesday, just to kind of start down to help council understand what's next in the process.
Okay. And I guess it's a meeting with council, but that was that was held in camera, was it?
Well, this was a meeting that was requested by the province through Mr. Peter. So it wasn't a meeting of council. It was requested through the province. It's no different than, myself having a meeting with a particular, the leader of the opposition parties or with a particular minister. I mean, those type of things happen to discuss particular, priorities for our community. And in turn, in this case, Mr. Peter reached out and requested a meeting with council in order to start with the process.
Okay. Did you get a sense from Mr. Peters what his role would be as facilitator? I did note that he's also facilitating the amalgamation of five other new entities. So I wondered, how close attention will he be paying to what happens in Sackville? What will he be doing exactly, I guess, is the question.
Well, for the most part, it's to move the process forward. So, yes, he does have some other areas that he's responsible for. But, in my understanding and looking at those areas, I think this is probably one of the larger areas is under his umbrella. But it's to kind of continue on with the process to get things lined up in order to hit some timelines that need to be achieved before the end of the year.
What are the first priorities in terms of, decisions to be made?
Well, so there'll be two advisory committees. There'll be an advisory committee of elected or representatives from the communities, and also an advisory committee on from staff, like on an operational side. And when it comes to representation, I mean, the advisory committee of officials, it's a committee of consensus. It's not a voting committee. So, Mr. Peters will be working with that committee in order to find consensus among the folks who are sitting there in their communities in regards to how to move ahead on particular items. What we have been advised that we'll be tackling right off will be the kind of the election component, like representation component, in regards to how that will look. Will it be wards? Will it be a combination of wards and at large? How will that look regards to in the entity? Also, the name. That will be something that will be put in front of the advisory committee to talk about options for a particular name.
Now, those I know are going to be topics of high public interest. Will the meetings of the advisory committee be open to the public?
No, these aren't public meetings. They're meetings that are, again, these are being held through the province, through the facilitator and with that advisory committee. I know that right now that's communication is one of the things that we want to ensure is happening. I know staff are talking about that, and Mr. Peters is talking about that with them in regards to how we will find that avenue to communicate the information to the public so they see this. The public will be involved in this process as well from what we have been advised. You know, as we hit certain timelines and look at those guidelines in regards to representation within the entity for elected officials, the public will be able to weigh in on that and say, yeah, no, we agree with that. No, we don't agree with that. What have you looked at this or have you looked at that? Same with the name. I mean, that will have that opportunity as well. So that will be part of this. It won't just be the advisory committee. And the advisory committee will have that role of liaison, to go back to the particular communities or elected bodies to bring back to that group as, okay, so well, here's what we're hearing. And in turn, communicate that out to their community. So there'll be that responsibility. Very similar to kind of how that liaison role works with council right now and the liaison roles back to council. I look at it as being very similar to that.
So members of the advisory committee, you're saying, would be reporting to council, to Sackville Town Council then, and that would be where the public will find out about what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a communication flow. I mean, and as that information's available, we'll find every means that we can in order to get that information out to the public. Mr. Peters has indicated that, that's an important part of this. That communication is an important part of this. And, and council has a role in that. The municipality has a role in that in regards to ensuring that that information's out there. And making sure that we have information that's accurate information and information that the public can utilize. And also have that contact point back as to if they have questions, or need further information or more explanation. So, and I think that's what we have to work on here is that line to ensure that, people will have questions, maybe questions that haven't been thought of. And where's that point of contact where they know they can go to get that answer?
You mentioned that the public would have a chance to weigh in on things like the electoral distribution and a potential ward system and the name. How will that look if advisory committee meetings are not open? How will that look?
Well, I mean that's something to talk about. The thing is that information through the process and as a how it was outlined to council when we went with Mr. Peters was that, within a certain time frame, the expectation is to have determination around, a name or a suggestion for a name, determination around that electoral representation, and to get that into the hands of the public so that they have that opportunity to see it. And understand it and ask questions about it and provide suggestions to it.
But the public won't be consulted until there's a proposal made.
Well, that's the thing that the as this process happens, from my understanding, is that these liaisons, the people go back into the community. It doesn't mean that there won't be conversations happening within the community, but there are timelines that has been set out in the process through the province that identifies that, we need to achieve this by certain times as a municipality in the expectation. So, and that doesn't mean that when that happens, that doesn't mean, well, here's the name that, maybe it's, well, here's three names that we're thinking of. Or here's, our thoughts around representation. It doesn't mean that there's necessarily going to be something firm out, but we need to get ourselves to a point of having something in place so that there's options, right? I can't see it just being kind of willy-nilly out there and saying, okay, so what do you think? You have to kind of put some scope behind it so that people have an understanding, well, here's how it could look like, or here's maybe how it could look like. And then getting that opportunity to get that feedback.
So just in terms of the advisory committee, do we know who will be on it?
Yeah, well, right now, I mean, as it was approached and as council was brought up to date by Mr. Peters, the initial way it was introduced or brought forward was the fact that there'd be one person from each community. So there's five communities: Sackville, the LSD of Sackville, Dorchester, the LSD of Dorchester, and Pointe à Pitre LSD. So what they had come and presented to council was that there'd be one. Now, I know council has some concern about that. Could that be expanded upon? Mr. Peters took that away and came back and said, yes, that can be expanded upon, but it has to be consensus. It can't be one community saying, well, I want four, and the other community saying, well, I want 10, and et cetera. And so with that, Mr. Peters came back and said, well, it looks like we could probably expand upon that. So they're looking to have two from each community. So there'll be two from Sackville. I've reached out with my suggestion to council. Council came back to me saying, yes, we agree. So Deputy Mayor Black will be joining me on the advisory committee.
So, representing Sackville, the town of Sackville as it is now, will be yourself and Deputy Mayor Black.
Yes, in regards to on the advisory committee, yes.
And then we're looking for two more representatives from Dorchester, from each of Dorchester and the three LSDs that are involved.
Well, and that's my understanding. So Mr. Peters will now kind of be approaching and talking to those areas to get consensus that yes, we're good with having two as well.
Some of those areas have a significantly lower population than, say, the town of Sackville. Is it appropriate to have equal members on this advisory committee?
Well, I guess you have to understand what the purpose of the advisory committee is. We're not talking about electoral representation, and the fact that one area only maybe gets one councillor and another area gets 10 councillors. We're talking about coming to some sort of consensus in regards to moving forward on the specifics that we have been asked or tasked with by the province in order to move forward on. So I think that's how we have to kind of look at this. So, you can look at the areas and say, well, yeah, that isn't as populated as Sackville is. But at the same end, when it comes to forming an entity, we all are in this together. So yes, when we come to the table, we'll come to the table with the things that have been identified by our council, was already identified by our council in our initial letter to the minister in response to the white paper. But at the same end, we have to be there and find consensus. And that will be the job of Mr. Peters, is to find that consensus and work through those kind of particular things of if it's name, if it's that electoral representation. So those are what the representatives from each community do. The real heavy lifting is going to be on the operational side, and the staff members that will participate from it would be Dorchester and Sackville.
So, do you know how often this advisory committee will be meeting?
I have no idea at this point in time. Once it's set in place, Mr. Peters will be in touch, and we'll start getting into regular, I'm presuming regular meetings in order to advance things, because we do have tight timelines, and I think that was one of the things that was called out by council, was the timelines are fairly aggressive. Those timelines are still there. We will meet as often as we need to meet in order to get through what we have been tasked to get through with.
And so you've said they're closed meetings. Will the agendas or minutes from these meetings be available at all publicly?
I can't comment on that. I won't. I don't have that information, so I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
Were you surprised that the province didn't appoint someone specifically to work with the new Entity 40 or throw a few more resources at it? It seems like there was talk of transition teams. It sort of sounded, from my reading at least of the white paper, that there would be more support behind this. But really, there's just a chair for an advisory committee.
I think as we look at this, is that I don't think there's been anything indicated to me or to council that there's no other people or no other resources there. We've been assigned a facilitator to work through the particular items that need to be worked through. I know that the director of the Southeast Regional Service Commission has been brought into to the realm and kind of taken from his current role to be an advisor. So I know there's resources around there. So as we come up to things and deal with things, I'm sure that Mr. Peters would have a team behind him to support that. That's probably a question better for Mr. Peters. But in my understanding, I don't think it's Mr. Peters that's just the only person that's here kind of to tackle this. I think there's a team behind Mr. Peters as required.
Before I let you go, what are your key concerns, I guess, in the coming weeks? What are you thinking most about in terms of this process?
Well, I think right now it's about getting us to that point of understanding. We need to get ourselves in the mindset that we've tackled the political side of this. We've ventured in, shown our concern, but now we need to move ourselves on to that building that foundation. There's things we can control and there's things that we can't. I'm hopeful that we will be able to find consensus with everybody that's around that table in order to build that foundation. And it'll be a foundation to a future. I mean, this is a big change for our community and for the communities around us. And we need to find and build that foundation. And that will put us into the next, where we'll be going next. And change is a part of life. We may not always like it, but sometimes we have to say we have to embrace it and in order to be able to move ourselves forward. And so that's what, I'm concerned about finding consensus. But at the same end, I feel that we need to ensure that when we are trying to find that consensus, that we're looking at that foundation and that we're building a foundation for the future of our communities. And this is the hand that we've been dealt. And now it's time for us to play the cards.
All right, I appreciate your time, Mayor Michaud.
Great. Thank you very much, Erica.
That was Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Monday, January 31st. As always, we hope you'll get in touch with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.